Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You can find all of our Penn State football podcasts on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Or better yet, download the app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. There you can stream all of our content, everything we put together here at the Keystone Sports Network. And more importantly, you can also ask your questions for the upcoming Ask Ross segment through our app. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We've got a full hour of Penn State football for you here in the middle of summer. I'm Andy Shea, joining me in studio. Kick off the show, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. How long till Chicago, Bob?
You stole my thunder there. You know, I can tell that we're getting close because it's 2 weeks out. Actually, less than 2 weeks for Chicago, and
that's Big Ten Media Day.
Big Ten Media Days. Penn State will be there for 2 days. A week from next Monday and Tuesday, they'll be there. James Franklin will be there. There'll be a couple of players there. I'm going to assume that one of them is Trace McSorley. If not,
I was going to say, who do you think the other one is?
Well, it's usually three. It's usually offense, defense, and maybe somebody like Nick Scott will probably be there because he's a special teams captain and for the defense. It'll be somebody else too. It might be Cole Farmer would be my guess because he's kind of an interesting guy to talk to, and he's never really kind of gotten in any trouble or said anything, or you know what I mean? Those would be my three picks.
Those are your three picks.
Yes.
So the other member of our on-air team, that would be Ross the Boss. Ross Tucker, he'll join us in a bit for the final three segments of our show. We're going to kick off with some news and notes. Quarter two is Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Your questions, his answers, that would be the Ask Ross segment. That's brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That will power quarter number three. And we have an interesting conversation, I think, to talk to you guys about, and we're going to bang it around the table here. We're going to talk about Trace McSorley. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some of that, and that'll close out our show. That'll be quarter number four. So let's start with some news and notes. It's the middle of the summer. It's a little bit light, shall we say, Bob. But there's plenty we can talk about. I want to start with Michael Johnson Jr., the 2019 quarterback recruit from Oregon. His father is a wide receiver coach at Oregon. Mm-hmm. He's scheduled his announcement for August 1st. He's trending Penn State across the board, and he recently gave an interview to Oregon Live that basically said he fell in love with Penn State on his official visit here in June, that there was a lot to like about that. James Franklin has been trying and always said he kind of likes to recruit two quarterbacks mm-hmm. every now and then, never done it. Could 2019 be the class? But I find this very interesting that a kid whose father coaches for Oregon and lives all the way on the other side of the country has Penn State at high on his list, and now they are trending towards, it looks like it's Penn State's to lose, kind of.
I don't know if I've ever heard, I can't remember the last prominent Penn State recruit or any Penn State recruit from the state of Oregon, to be honest. I mean, they've obviously had success on the West Coast in California. Koa Farmer, who we were just talking about, from California. Lydell Sargent, a corner that played about 10 years ago, originally from Western PA, but his family moved out. I think a military family moved out to California. He played at Penn State. It happens. But Oregon is and the dynamic of the dad being on the Oregon staff.
Right.
I mean, it's just,
now Oregon got the quarterback they wanted.
Yeah.
They already got their quarterback. So that kind of,
and the kid just might want to step out from dad's shadow. You know what I mean? Just step out from the Oregon shadow. I do think it's fascinating, and I do think that, you know, when you just look at what James is now being able to do and, you know, be able to recruit Florida, be able to recruit Texas. He's done that now most recently.
Killing it in Virginia.
I mean, if this kid turns out to be a player and if he does come to Penn State from California, I mean, I don't want to say it opens a gateway because Oregon's going to probably have that state lockdown. There probably aren't that many great players from Oregon, but this kid sounds like he's the exception to the rule. And at the very least, I think it'll probably open some eyes, and I think it would help Penn State. And the fact that they're trending towards him, I mean, those guys are usually pretty good with their predictions, and I don't know that they'll be any different this time. But If you would have told me this a month ago, I would have been very surprised that
I would have been skeptical. Yeah, I would have been skeptical as well. But the interesting part is, I think in 2000 with the 2019 class, the 2018 class was great, and Penn State recruited closer to home. In other words, they stayed more regional because some of the best players in terms of the Mid-Atlantic, 2018 was one of the best Mid-Atlantic classes overall in a decade. So James found the talent that he wanted. He stayed in Pennsylvania and got some of the best players, and that was important. But I think quietly we've kind of seen a shift on many fronts to Penn State sort of looking around for just the best players no matter where they're from.
Yeah, if you know you can get the best players, there's no point like looking for three stars that might be four stars in Pennsylvania. You can get the players you want to get. And it is, I mean, if he would commit, it's going to be a crowded quarterback room at Penn State.
Yeah, let's think about that. I mean, yeah, Will Levis come in the 18 class. You're already going to have Tommy Stevens in his final year.
Clifford,
Jake Zembeck, and then two guys in the 19 class, which would be Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson.
Theory, they would all be after this year.
Speaking of quarterback room, did you see?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Did you see what you did?
Uh-huh.
You segued it.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you have it. Go ahead.
I just heard about it secondhand. I guess Tommy Stevens laughed at the notion that Alabama's got the best quarterback room in the country.
Is that correct?
Understand that, right? Hey, listen, I mean, I think Penn State's got a really good quarterback room, but when the freshman comes off the bench against Georgia
in the second half of the national championship game,
the best player on the field, it's a pretty good quarterback room. I mean, it's not bragging if you can back it up, and Penn State has potential, but I mean that was one of the more amazing championship game performances I've ever seen.
Here's the thing about Trace McSorley in the quarterback room, if you want to talk about it. Penn State's never had to turn to a backup since Trace McSorley took over as a starter. They've never had to.
You better knock on wood.
It's just something to bring up that they've never had to look in the quarterback room and say this Trace is going to miss a game or Trace gets hurt in the second quarter.
Honestly,
of a game.
Since I've been on the beat since 2002, there haven't been a lot of significant quarterback injuries. I can't think of one. Guys either lose the job or take the job. Even with Joe, it was Zach Mills. Then it was Michael Robinson. Then it was Anthony Morelli. He never got hurt, much to the chagrin of the fans. Daryl Clark had the job for 2 years, forced Pat Devlin out. Robert Bolden wanted the job as a true freshman. He never got hurt. He just got beaten out by Matt McGloin. Hackenberg never got hurt. It is kind of weird.
That you go back that far.
Penn State may be due for some injuries, but to their credit, a lot of those quarterbacks have played hurt. Michael Robinson played hurt. I know he did. I know Hackenberg was banged up, obviously. I know Trace has been banged up the last 2 years. So there's a difference between injured and hurt. As Ross Tucker will tell us, there's a difference between injured and being hurt. And I think the Penn State quarterbacks are a pretty tough group.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV when it comes to Penn State football. We've got you covered. Bob Flounders from Penn Live and the Patriot News, Penn State football beat writer. I'm Andy Shea. We're going over some news and notes. Speaking of, you talked about the quarterback room and you saw something on social media. Did you see the young linebackers, the January enrollees, as they're getting towards the end of
throwing
the
weight around?
As I listened to Dwight Gault, you know, a little over a week ago, talk about the linebackers in that position, and it's a concern, and it should be because the experience factor there is very, very low. But in terms of the talent level and the options available to the coaching staff, it might be more than we think in a while. But to see Micah Parsons and Jesse Luceda throw up 345 and 325 respectively on the deadlift and clean. That's 370 was Cabinda last year. That was after 4 years of being in the program. These guys are true freshmen.
Yeah.
And to me, does it seem like the linebacker position might? It seems to me that all things go through the linebacker position on defense. Does it seem that way for you as we're looking at camps type stuff going into camp, that how the linebacker position goes might be how the defense goes.
Yeah, so originally it was a group of three true freshmen, Tar Burton, Nick Tar Burton.
Right.
He kind of grew out of he kind of grew out of linebacker. He's a defensive end, something Ross Tucker thought what might happen early in his time at Penn State. But I'm just telling you, with the linebackers and all the other positions, especially a guy like Jesse Lucada, this new freshman rule really gives Penn State some options about they can kind of debut these guys a little bit and see if they're ready physically and mentally to play and strengthen what was kind of, I thought, a weak spot coming out of spring. And, you know, four games, that's a long
time. That is
time.
A You're long gonna, leash.
They're going to have a good idea whether or not somebody like Jesse Lucada is going to be a top six linebacker. But it's short, it does look like that, especially Micah and Jesse physically can handle the demands of the position. And you're seeing the benefits of enrolling early at Penn State with Dwight Gault and that strength program. I mean, he's done a very good job of either putting weight on people or in some cases getting weight off people.
Last thing I want to go over in the last couple of minutes we got, James Franklin was added to the Dodd Trophy watch list for second year in a row, top 20 coaches. But this is since you've covered Penn State football and you know football, what are the things that stand out to you about James, and what has he changed about himself in the last 2 to 3 years that you think he might not have done in the first year or two that have made him a better coach? And do you agree that he's a top 20 guy?
Yeah.
I agree he's a top 20 guy.
Yeah, 2 years ago I wouldn't have agreed. I do agree now. He's a CEO, hardworking guy. Obviously, the recruiting speaks for itself. One of the things I think that James not that it gets overlooked, but there are not a lot of knuckleheads at Penn State anymore. And not that there ever were a lot, but he doesn't mess around. If you look, some people have left the program that maybe could have helped the team this year. In years past, he hasn't been shy about getting rid of guys he thinks. And he runs a pretty tight ship. I just remember what he did with Garrett Sickles in the 2016 game.
For the Ohio State game.
Yeah, he sat him for a half and – I mean, he could have used him in the first half, and then he played, you know, like his hair was on fire in the second half. But he doesn't really play favorites with that stuff. And I think he should be deserves a lot of credit for maybe forcing those guys to buy in. And if they don't buy in, they won't be at Penn State very long.
Last question about this before we get out. Over the last 2 years, have you seen him, even though he's very tightly wound, have you seen him let more control go to some of the coaches on his staff than he did the first couple years?
Well, when he hired Moorhead, didn't really have to worry about the offense anymore. Yeah. And I think that was significant. I think if Ricky Ronnie can get the job done, I think he'll feel more comfortable this year. But he might be a little nervous early in the season.
About Ricky Ronnie?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. But we'll see if he lets him go. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Coming up, Ross Tucker joined us, Tucker's Tape. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.